Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello. Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and Dr. Carol. Dr. Carol, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. I'm delighted to join you, as always.
Okay, well, today we have competition for our cold weather stories. There's me up in Canada and you in Chicago, and we're now talking to Autry Pruitt in New York. New York, Autry, how cold is it?
It is really cold. Like, I kid you not, the dog tinkling outside, it froze before it hit the ground. That's how cold it is.
Oh, no. A new kind of ice sculpture. That is a beautiful image. Thank you, Autry. I really appreciate that. What about you, Dr. Carol? Are you seeing frozen pee-pee icicles outside your clinic?
Well, there is so much snow and so much frost that it is a white world. It's freezing cold here. Too cold for dogs and cats and people, at that matter, too. But it'll get better.
Well, I know you all blame Canada for this, but I'm in Canada and it's raining up here, which means it's not even cold enough to snow. So the West Coast is blessed right now. But I know you'll get back at me. There will be days when you've got beautiful weather and I don't. But since we're doing a pet show, and I know, Autry, you've got a new pet show coming out on the network, All Paws Pet Talk. So we should be talking pets. What, Dr. Carol, should we be telling our listeners in New York City and Chicago and places where it's really cold to keep their pets safe?
Well, what we should do is we should mention some cold weather tips.
Well, let's go. First of all, what about that pee-pee situation? Should Autry be worrying, or is it just a matter of keeping your boots out of the way? What do you think, Autry? Is there a danger? Does your dog get frozen stuck?
No, the dog doesn't get frozen stuck. There's booties on the dog. There's a cover thing over a sweater. I've got tons of friends, and they give more gifts to the dog than they do me. That's okay, though. I understand. The dog is
What kind of dog is this? Is this like a little pug, a little adorable Russian bulldog or something?
No, do I sound like I'm a – what is that? What is that old show? Jack? Oh, I forgot the name of that show.
Oh,
Jake and the
really
Fat Man.
Ugly. Jake and the Fat Man. That's right. And the dog was supposed to be ugly, but really it was the man who – yes, it was
yes,
the old dog.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
remember that show. Is that what you've got?
It's a Pomeranian. Uh-huh. She's a Pomeranian. And she actually is. They're known as my dog, but they really belong to other people because I travel a lot and I no longer have the time to take care of an animal full time. So what I do is I babysit for others. Now, anytime you come to my house, though, just about 99% of the year, you will see me with either there's a small teacup I take care of, or a Pomeranian, who's another one of my friends I'll take care of, or a Yorkie named Tux, take care of him as well. So,
you're a little dog man. Well, is there anything, Dr. Carol, that little dog people who love little dogs should be extra worried about? It strikes me that the little dogs, their body temperature is a little harder for them to control, isn't it? And they're lower in the snow and the salt than the rest of the dogs. What do they got to think about there?
Well, I think, first of all, that if it's too cold for people, it's too cold for pets. So put a little jacket on your pet. And we've got one of those little squirt dogs like a Pomeranian. A little pair of booties is nice because their feet get cold. If you can't put booties on, remember that the salt and all those de-icing chemicals are very caustic. So you can put a little spritzer can by your door. You could put a little warm water in there. Just spritz your pet's feet off when he or she comes inside and pat them dry. And that would make them feel better so they don't get all irritated and nasty. Remember that antifreeze is absolutely deadly to pets. It tastes and smells good. Less than 4 teaspoons, fatal for that little Pomeranian. A single teaspoon can be fatal to a kitty. So if you're changing your antifreeze or checking your radiator for leaks, when you're all done, make sure there's no spills on the ground and put it up far out of pet reach. And remember that propylene glycol is a less toxic form of antifreeze. You can use it instead of ethylene glycol, which is completely fatal to pets. The brand is called Sierra. It works just as well in your car, but it's a lot less toxic to your pet. So that's a tip for you there, Audrey.
Okay.
There you
go. Audrey, you know, I went and Googled you because I knew we were going to be interviewing today. And I heard you talking on the radio. And I want to ask you about some of the celebrities in the news. We got our Justin Bieber from Canada, I'm ashamed to say. And he goes and brings a monkey to Germany. So for that reason, I get to talk about him on the show now, Mr. Monkey. The monkey still lives in Germany. They got the best part of that deal and they sent Bieber packing. But now, apparently, there are 100,000 Americans who've signed a petition to have Justin Bieber removed from United States. What do you two think about that? What do you think, Audrey? Do you not want him anymore?
I really think that these 100,000 Americans that signed a petition, there's so many more better places to put your energy. I can think of about 2 or 3 animal charities, for example, where you could put your energy to help out little ones who can't help themselves. Justin will be okay. Whether he's here, Canada, Germany, that's fine. But I say, instead of wasting your time there, put your time, you know, go out and adopt a pet. Volunteer at the Humane Society. There's a lot of things that you can do.
Dr. Carol, if you were able to, is there somebody else you'd like to get rid of? Is there a celebrity you'd like to, you know, just get out of your country? I don't know. Is there someone you'd like to trade, maybe? Maybe we could trade celebrities. Because I'm willing to trade Bieber. I'm willing.
Who do you got for me?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have anybody that upsets me or gets me going that much one way or the other. I think that Mr. Bieber needs a little bit of parental guidance so that he can enjoy his teenage years without getting himself kicked out of different countries and making national headlines in a not very good way.
Okay. Well, we'll give him a break.
He will be 20, though, soon. He's almost not. He'll be 20 March 1st. I believe.
And he is breaking the law. I mean, he's picking fights. He just went to Toronto last night to go to the police station and, you know, turn himself in for punching a driver back near Christmas. I mean, people say, oh, he's just a kid. Well, I didn't do that when I was a kid. I didn't punch a limo driver and go to jail.
I didn't even have a limo. Come on now.
Well, we're heading into break. We'll be back in a minute on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we're going to find out about Autry's new show and all about New York City pets in a moment on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near, I love
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Not believe where this show is going. We're going to talk about a 7-year-old gay cat. Yes, we are. And we're going to talk about 404 pythons. It is not a dirty movie. It's something else. A skateboarding cat. Who knows where we'll go with Autry and Dr. Carol and me, Deb Wolf. So, okay, Dr. Carol, you're kidding me. Someone actually wants to abandon their cat because they think their cat is gay? Really?
Well, I'm not just saying that she wants to abandon her cat. She, in fact, did abandon her cat.
Oh, my gosh.
The woman and the cat did live in Lafia, Nigeria. They no longer live under the same roof. But she just feels that this cat was trying to have sex with other male cats in the home. Mm-hmm. And she feels that it is contrary to the laws of nature. And consequently, she has banned the kitty from her home. How do you like that?
Man, I don't like that. I mean, it's just, this is the proof that it is not contrary to the laws of nature. Wake up and smell the coffee, lady.
Is that medical science? Can you tell me the science behind that, doctor?
Well, I would be delighted to, Audrey. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen and pet lovers from coast to coast, homosexuality is normal in animals.
Yeah, and it's even predominant in certain species. It's commonplace. And it's not always dominance and aggression like people like to think because it makes us feel cleaner. I don't know why. What do you think, Dr. Carol? Flesh this one out for us, right, Audrey? Well, we want to hear about this, don't we?
Yeah, this is fascinating.
Okay. Well, here we go. We're talking about mounting as opposed to mating. Mating implies a sexual act done to produce offspring, whereas mounting is a very common act of dominance and play. So while getting your pet spayed and neutered can lessen these sexual tendencies, you can't stop Mother Nature from being Mother Nature. And please, folks, understand that homosexuality is completely normal. There's nothing wrong with dogs or cats that mount other animals of the same sex. They're just doing what comes naturally. And although we try to humanize all of our pets, you can't apply human morals to a kitty. It just doesn't work.
They're not going to pick up the Bible. They're not going to get religion, are they? What do you think, Autry? Have you ever seen a cat or a dog come to Jesus? I don't know.
I thought I saw a feline tent revival happening the other night. I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, we do have a caller. We're going to have to interrupt this a little bit with Terry from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Terry. What have you got for us today, a dog or a cat, I hope?
I have a dog. Sorry about that. We have to change the channel here.
Okay.
I have an older mixed breed dog, and okay. He has taken it in the last year or so to just barking at the weirdest things.
Okay, what's weird to you?
I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, what's weird to you? Is it neighbors? Is it wind? Is it, like, what would be weird to you?
Radio?
Oh, if we stand up. If we stand up or move around,
wait, what's going on here?
Anything. He'll bark at anything.
Okay. Is he nervous? Is he an uptight dog? Is he shy, scared, nervous, or is he kind of overconfident? Like, where would you put him on that?
He's always been wired a little differently. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, I would.
I'm trying to get into this behaviorally, but you're welcome to give it a shot, Dr. Carol, because I need more information.
I was going
to
ask, has he moved around recently? Like, has he changed his home or?
No.
Like, changed where he sleeps or anything? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's starting to lose it a bit, if he's going a little bit deaf, if so things are startling him, scaring him more than they used to. Because you say he's older, he's a mixed breed dog, and he started to bark at things that seem strange to you. So this is kind of a new, he's barking more and more and more. Or it could just be that he's really, really bored, and this is the only thing happening.
Look at that. That girl hit it right on the head.
You think that's what it is?
Well, I know what it is. Of course, I'm the veterinarian. I'm supposed to know.
Okay, good.
All right, so let's just separate the facts. What we're talking about is Pennsylvania, Ohio. Folks, it's freezing cold here, tons of snow. And I know that personally, I've been doing my best not to go outside in this horrible, awful weather because it's freezing and nasty. And my bet, Terry, is that you probably feel the same way. And the thing is, although you and I might not want to go out into that weather, your little dog wants to run and jump and play and have a ball. And my guess is he's barking at you to get your attention to say, I'm so bored sitting in this darn house. Let's go out and have some fun.
And probably
could be, but he gets a little attention in the summertime,
right?
Too.
Oh, he does it in the summertime too. Okay. So maybe he's pretty bored and he's learned that barking gets some action, some reaction.
Attention.
Can we try and get him involved in something else? Is there, what can we do with him? Can you hide things in the snow for him to find? Can you take him on more walks or teach him some new tricks? Is there anything like that we could do with this old bored dog? Because it does sound like he's bored.
Yes, it does. You can make a little obstacle course in your house. You can hide little treats here and there and have him jump over the furniture and the chairs or underneath or on top. But I think that this dog is, as Deb said, seeking your attention because he's bored and he needs to get some of that energy released in any way that you can think of in this horrible weather. Bundle him up and put on his bonnet and his little booties and take a brisk walk in the snow and see if that might simmer him down a bit. But I do think the barking grabs your attention. And my guess is he's bored. He's looking for love. He's looking for attention. And most of all, he needs to get out there and run around a little bit.
Terry, timing is going to be critical here. Terry, I want to make sure that you don't reward the barking with the tricks and the play. We got to do the tricks and the play before the barking starts, if you can. So you got to make barking really boring, or else barking will become the thing you get the most.
Yes.
I'd really like it if you could call us back in a couple of weeks and let us know how it's going. Do you think you could do that, Terry?
Sure, we can do that. We'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, right on. Well, thank you very much for calling Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio today. Anybody else listening, you got a medical behavioral training problem with a dog or a cat, Dr. Carol and I are at your service. And today we have Autry. And Autry, I want to find out from you. Do you think New York City dogs live a different life than the rest of them?
New York City dogs definitely live a different life. In fact, one of my personal passions is individuals who have dogs that are too large for their apartments. It absolutely burns me on the inside. You are sitting around walking a dog, playing with the dog in an apartment that's the size of my radio studio, and the dog is the size of me. So let's put you in a cage and see how you like it. And then you wonder why your dog is crazy and wants to run all over the place when you take it outside. Come on now.
But there are some dogs who are pretty lazy and big. I agree with you when you talk about the border collies and the high-energy dogs, but there is the odd big, big dog that just really does.
Yeah, but you know, in New York, you see folks in New York with Rottweilers and pit bulls, and it's – come on.
Well,
we can talk about that when we come back from the break, because I think Dr. Carol is going to argue with you on this one.
Uh-oh.
I don't think she likes this. So we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we will let Dr. Carol say why it's okay to have these breeds in an apartment. Maybe she wants to say that. I'm not really sure. We've never talked about this before on All Paws Pet Talk.
And you know that I really do.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Hello, you're back with Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio. I want to get Dr. Carol's take on what breeds should not be owned in places like New York City, if there are any. But in the meantime, these two keep talking about the most disgusting topics. I can't keep them off it. So if you, if you like squeamish things, if you like nightmares and horror films, you're about to hear about a real live one from these two. And I'm going to try and just la, 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 think of happy things and unicorns and happy puppies while they talk about it. But before we get to that, Dr. Carol, it seems like Autry was picking a bit of a fight with you there, I got to say.
Well, I think that Audrey made a very valid point. And the thing is, we all love pets, but you know, we're not going to keep a whale in the bathtub, or you know, it's not a great idea to get a leopard or a lion for a pet. You know, certainly animals, like Audrey said, you know, they need to have space, they need to get out. And that's one of the reasons why fancy rats and mice are very popular pets and very well suited to apartment living in New York City.
You know, when you talk about that, I have a problem with the climate ones. The person who owns a St. Bernard in Florida, you know, where they have this dog that's just boiling and he just wants to get to someplace cool, you know, or the dog, the opposite. You know, the dog with absolutely no fur in a Canadian or a Chicago or New York winter. And I think, aw, why are they doing that? Why don't they get a dog that suits the climate? So I hear what you're saying about the space. But I know you two are just inching closer and closer to rats, no matter what I do. So go for it. Why not go for it? I know you're getting there, Autry. What did you hear in the news about these rats and the stench?
I'm going to let Dr. Carol share share it. You share. You had it in depth.
Oh, yeah, she's into this. Gross.
Oh, yeah, I'm into the rats. And there is a National Fancy Rat Society as well. They've got their own website. And they've got these rats. They're tame and they're trained. And they come in all kinds of beautiful colors. And they're actually not bad.
You're talking about the pets. Yes, yes. Okay, so we're making a switch here from pets to food source. But, okay, we're talking about the fancy rats. There is such a thing. A farmer like me thinks you're nuts, but okay, a fancy rat.
Yeah.
You keep in a cage and you train
100%.
And you teach tricks too and you make pretty. Okay.
The National Fancy Rat Society formed in 1976. That was before I was born.
Oh, well, rub that one in, why don't you? Okay.
I thought you both were like 25, 26.
Well, yeah, hey, that's just because that's how we look, right? Rat Dr. Carol, that's just us.
Hey, listen, you probably don't know this, but Deborah, I'm sure that you're very familiar with the canine agility shows, very popular for dogs.
Oh, what
you might not know is agility for rats is a very popular up-and-coming sport. That's right. They jump, they go through obstacles, they do all kinds of things. just like dogs, and people love it.
It sounds like an SNL skit.
The Rat Olympics?
I mean, I've seen cats do agility. I've seen cats do it, and that's pretty amazing. But rats? Oh,
rat,
no.
The Rat Olympics. And speaking of rats, rats are something that we use, many snake owners use to feed their loving snakes.
Oh, and here she goes, Autry. Here she goes. Okay, everybody. Gross factor alert. Here we go.
Hold on to your seats.
All right. Dr. Karen, take it away.
I just want you to know that in Newport Beach, California, a very ritzy area of the country, I might say, there was a condition going on where the neighbors were smelling a smell that was so putrid, the next door neighbor's wife was gagging and actually started to vomit. They called the Santa Ana Police Department. The investigators wore gas masks and clutched tasers as they entered the home. Rats were scampered all over the house, the furniture, with scores of clear plastic boxes holding, you're not going to believe this, 404 pythons. Unbelievable. Owned by this guy, Forrest Long. Wait, he's the guy next door.
My dreams, that guy, Forrest Long. Ladies, write it down. Bachelor alert. Okay.
Yeah, this guy was living alone, and needless to say,
he was living
alone. That's a surprise.
He
was living alone.
That's right. His mother left.
Eligible bachelor, Forrest Long.
He was living alone with 404 snakes, so they say. He's been arrested for animal cruelty.
Must love snakes.
The five-bedroom home has been emptied. Some of the snakes were dead. Many have been placed in various homes and zoos and this and that. And one of the specialists estimated that the surviving snakes were worth at least $100,000. How do you like that?
Well, wow. How much were the surviving
sold off
rats worth?
Some of them. He should have sold off some of them to pay for the care of the others. This is what bothers me with hoarders, though, is so often if they sold off a few of their animals, they could afford to care for the rest, and they don't. It's a mental problem that makes them think they're the only home for these animals. And even when they can't care for them, they still think that that's better than the care they'd get elsewhere, which isn't true. So it's such a sensitive area to try and make some good work.
And I think that applies beyond hoarders. I mean, I've seen people where, you know, they're, at least what I believe, they're feeding their pets substandard food because they have too many pets. Instead of, you know, if you only have money for one pet, have one pet. Don't have multiple pets. I realized a long time ago that I was too busy and that I'm traveling. That's not fair to the animal. You know, so it's not only hoarders. It's, you know, people that just people are so, you know what? Let me not get started, because you're going to get me angry.
Communally. Well, you get your pet fixed communally, it sounds like, and more people should be doing that. You know, there are pets in your world and your life. And if you offer to take care of people's pets when they go on holiday, they'll take care of yours. And
well,
then
offer,
you
offer is a subjective term. Offer, they just drop off, maybe. No, I do.
So we only have a couple minutes to the break. I'm going to let Dr. Carol tell us how they can reach her. And then next time we come back on the next segment, we're going to talk all about Autry's new show from New York. All right, everybody. So Dr. Carol, in 2 minutes or less, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can call us toll-free. We're here in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, not too far from Cleveland. Our toll-free phone is 1-866-DR-CAROL. That's 866-372-2765. And you can learn all about all kinds of pet information, news, anti-aging events, etc. Visit my blog. It's blog.carolonpets.com.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to hopefully take some more callers if they call in. Anybody can call about a dog or cat problem of any sort, or even a horse problem for Dr. Carol. Dr. Carol loves horses. So do I. And you know what? It's almost Chinese New Year. The year of the horse, Dr. Carol.
Oh, this is going to be a good year.
Yeah, I agree. Do you ride horses over there, Autry, in New York City? You ever get on a horse? No.
Maybe Central Park I have a couple times.
All right.
Yeah, okay, Howard Stern and his wife ride at Central Park. That's the place to do it if you're in New York.
I see.
You go.
We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk, in a moment. Stay tuned.
Time you're near. I love.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now, introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketoeleash.com.
Deb Wolf hosting and Dr. Carol here answering your pet questions if you've got them. But we also have Autry here. And Autry's kind of a new animal for us on the pet show, a new special guest. I have a feeling that Autry really, really, really pampers his own dog. That's what I think. I think that if I get reincarnated as a little dog, I want to be Autry's dog in New York City. But Autry's got a new show, and I want you to tell us all about it, please. Let us know. What's this new show?
The show is Pet Talk Live, and the air date, it's aired on the weekends. I forgot they didn't tell me the time. I think it's Saturday. On the weekends, it's going to air. And we're going to talk about pet talk issues specifically related and that have more of a political bent to them. We'll still keep it light. It'll still be fun. People will still be able to laugh and ask questions. But my specialty is politics. And so that's where we're going to lean our issues.
You know what? I've got a great contact for you. I've had someone on my show so many times. Her name's Allie Phillips, and she's an advocate for pets. She's a lawyer, an attorney, and right now she works in Washington. So I'll connect you with her because she's really, yeah. You want to know what's going on and who's lobbying what and when and what's important and where to put your vote or your internet click so it actually makes a difference. She's the person. And also, she can help us figure out sometimes there's things going on that we don't even know that are really not very ethical, and they're just silently under our noses. Yeah. So I guess that's what your show's going to be about, hey, Autry?
Yeah, it's going to be about – we're going to cover that. We're going to cover light issues such as, for example, the propensity of politicians when they run for office to all of a sudden run and get a pet, and how I feel that maybe they're placating – us pet owners and lovers a little bit for the vote.
Oh, yeah. And the whole when Barack Obama had to choose which pet it was going to be, and first he wanted a hypoallergenic pet, and then there were people weighing in, and then people wanted him to get a mutt. They wanted him to rescue. And so there was all of that. And then in the end, he gets this Portuguese water dog, purebred dog, but it's a Kennedy dog. Well, of course it's a Kennedy dog. I mean, it was just like, are you kidding me? This has nothing to do with the dog. This has everything to do with the political picture. Although it is a good dog for them.
I mean, yeah, and sure. I think just from a political perspective in terms of pet owners and pet advocates, that's something, at least from a personal perspective, we should not be advocating. The notion that politicians get pets just to appease people. Could you imagine a person adopting a child just because they needed a child to get elected?
Oh, no, it's terrible. You know, and I think of there was the last campaign. Somebody got slammed, and one of the reasons was because of the Irish setter on the roof 20 years
Mitt
ago?
Romney. Mitt Romney, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so it really does come into play. And the British Prime Minister, Churchill, is known for bulldogs. But yes, that's because he presented the bulldogs for the cameras and for the people and for the press. What he really had, his favorite pet that was under his desk that was always there with him, was a toy poodle. But it wasn't tough enough for the war, right?
Yes.
So, and people used to say that you could tell, because he was surrounded by yes men, right, as a prime minister would be, and you could tell when he was happy by the tap, 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 tap of the little dog's tail under the table.
Wow.
And so they all knew when they liked their ideas, you know? But it's really cool. Oh, I can't wait to hear your show. There's going to be so much in there. What do you think, Dr. Carroll?
I think it sounds very exciting, Audrey, and there's so many great topics to cover. It will be a gift to all of your listeners.
And I'm a pretty hard-hitting person, so I'm going to challenge. I want those from New York and L.A. that live in these big cities and small apartments with your pets. I want you to call in to my show and basically explain what in the world is your rationale behind having a giant Rockweiler in a 400-square-foot apartment. And then you have a giant chain around its neck.
No. That one I agree with you. But when you talk about something like a retired racing greyhound, that dog's done all its running. It basically hangs around the house like a cat. So that would be a perfect apartment dog, for example. Like, there are certain...
But inside of a 500 or 600 square foot studio?
You'd
I mean, the average length of a greyhound, of a retired greyhound leg is what, Dr. Carroll?
Audrey, you're going to have so many people angry with you.
I want them to call it because I want to know. I want you to take the average length of this animal and compare it to the average size of your apartment. And then see, I mean, I know they're retired, but shouldn't they be able to walk around? I mean, my family's from Alabama, so dogs were free.
But, you know, yeah, it's a different kind of thing. It's a different kind of thing. And there are different energy levels. Just because it's big doesn't mean it's peppy. So there's that too, right? The medium-sized dogs are the endurance dogs.
And listen, I get upset.
And if you're gonna get calls from people who are cross-training and marathon runners and rollerblading through the park and all kinds of people like that who exercise their dogs outside. So the home is just a den.
A lot of people do that. But let's be real. Most of these jokers, most of these lazy people I see in New York with pets, they are not doing that. They are not. They're
That's
running.
True. Or
they're straining
someone.
And going to work. Their pet is staying at home. You know, and then I'm wondering, I mean, this is a Dr. Carroll question, but can't you not exercising your pet be an onset for arthritis in pets? I mean, should
obesity
you...
Obesity and then, probably, in a chain, right, Dr. Carroll?
Well, that's a very good point, both of you. Not exercising an arthritic limb or joint increases the chances of permanent disability by 1/3. So yes, Audrey, you have a very valid point. And it is tough going down all those stairs and in and out with a great big dog. And it is something that people should really think twice about before they make a decision like that, end up with a gigantic dog in a tiny apartment that, you know, it's not the best environment.
I had someone give me their piano because their piano was just a tad too big, but yet they left their big dog in the apartment and then is wondering, and then they're like, oh, everywhere I go, the dog is, and she's looking at me and she's jumping up on the counter.
The dog is dying for some attention. But if I had a choice of a dog or a piano, I'd take the dog too. I got to tell you, Audrey, I'd take the dog over the piano any day. So Sarah Palin, are you going to talk about her? Because there's someone political that I think of has a lot of issues when it comes to the animal advocates of this world. There are a lot of people who did not like what she said about different animals. Are you up on the Sarah Palin animal worldview?
I am not up on complete Sarah, other than snidbits. other than snidbits, I prefer to turn my attention towards issues that actually make a difference, issues that change, things that we need to do to change and make society better for us and our little furry friends. That's what we need. Or in case of, what was his name? Leroy Forrest? Leon Forrest? Slithery friends?
That guy was a Slither. Hey, you guys up for the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl.
Seattle. There's 25,000 people in my city who have season tickets to the Seattle games, and I can't believe that. Because
ironically enough,
really
it was
sports.
Frogs that brought my attention to the Super Bowl originally. Remember the Budweiser, the Frogs.
Oh, I didn't see the commercial.
Hey,
that was you had to have seen that. That was years ago.
Yeah, see, I'm not big on TV. I'm sorry to say. Not unless it's got animals, but all right.
Well, listen, you guys, if you're not into football, but you need something to do on Super Bowl Sunday, have no fear, because the Hallmark Channel's inaugural Kitten Bowl, as well as the Purina Pro Plan Incredible Dog Challenge, are on NBC, hoping to lure animal lovers with kitties and terriers jumping and going crazy, in addition to which National Geographic will be airing the first ever Fish Bowl, which will take 4 hours with Goldie the Goldfish swimming, eating, and feeding the famous dog whisperer,
old Caesar
Milan. So if you're not into the Super Bowl, go for the Puppy Bowl, the Kitten Bowl, or at this point, even the Fish Bowl for your pleasure.
What a disappointment. Well, thank you, Dr. Carol. All right, well, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back to finish up the show on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio. Stay tuned.
I'm your doggy, and I love you, and you know that I really do.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Listeners are so lucky I am here because Dr. Carol wants to take us off on the most disgusting pet news story of the year. Disgusting. She wants to go into it. She wants to make you sick to your stomach.
We're talking Hannibal Lecter disgusting.
Horrible, horrible stuff. me and Audrey, New York City, he can't stand it. That's how disgusting it is, okay? Me up in Canada here living on the farm, no bloody way we're talking about that, Dr. Carroll. You're going to have to contact Dr. Carroll.
Was that a Canadian accent?
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. How's it going, eh? Anyway, so we're going to talk instead about gay animals because I like that much better. So there was a Time magazine story.
We're still talking about gay animals.
Gay animals. There was a Time magazine story way back, and they went into it all, and they had so many. They had this one kind of bird where the two boy birds would always share a nest and even raise young. They had a whole bunch of examples where it was normal to be gay. So let's talk about that, Dr. Carroll, if you wouldn't mind, because you seem to know all about gay animals.
Well, animals are naturally gay, and how should we address this specifically?
Well, I think a lot of people think, like what that person, that horrible person who abandoned her cat for humping another cat, which probably wasn't even sexual. It may have just been behavioral or territorial.
And how did that even get picked up?
Because people are homophobic and they love to see things like that. So I kind of want to say, you know, whenever I hear it's against nature, I have to think of all the gay relationships and gay friendships and gay affection and gay sex I see in the animal world, especially in primates. I mean, seriously, I worked in a zoo and it is really, really intense with the primates. And it's not because they have no female partners. It's a choice thing. They seem to choose partners of the opposite sex when it's reproductive, when it's the heat cycle. But they have other sexual choices, don't they, Dr. Carroll?
Well, they have all kinds of other sexual choices. You better believe it. But you know what? I have a really cool story I wanted to mention. There's these two animals, a quadriplegic.
I'm scared. I'm scared, Deborah.
I'm really scared.
No, this is so cute. A quadriplegic cat and Ingy, a two-year-old dachshund. They were both dumped on the side of the road in Florida. And they got together with each other, and the little dachshund adopted the paralyzed cat. They were both found in October, and they've been adopted, and now they're having wonderful lives.
Nice.
How about that?
Okay, that's good. You're redeeming yourself for the earlier gross factor. Let's talk about these monkeys, because, you know, everybody's driven their car through a park and seen monkeys of the same sex acting sexual. What is that?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that? On your window? Right in front of you? Even with kids watching?
Yeah, I'm in New York. Yes. I've seen two monkeys at the Empire State Building.
Okay.
Two monkeys at the Empire State.
Those weren't monkeys. Okay. So, Dr. Carroll, what's going on with primates with this? Are they gay? It looks like it.
Primates, including other mammals, are in fact naturally gay. But I think the big problem with primates is they're like a lot of these exotics, you know, they're cute and they're fuzzy and they're furry and they're lovable. But that's when they're little tiny guys. When they grow up and they hit sexual maturity, their natural instincts become very apparent. So their sexuality, their desires, their strength, which is phenomenal, all come into play. And folks, that's why these animals are best in a sanctuary or a zoo or in a professional setting, because as Audrey mentioned, just as keeping a 200-pound dog in a New York apartment is probably not the best choice for the dog, again, adopting a monkey for a pet is not the best choice for either of you. It's a personal risk to the owner, and it's just not a great life for the animal. So think twice before you do crazy stuff like that. But did you know, Audrey and Deborah, that a tortoise beat a rabbit in a skiing competition that was held for pets in China? How about that?
Well, let me add, what about animal safety when it comes? I just have a little bit of concern about hooking animals up to human skis. And isn't there some kind of no, I did not know that. But my first thought was, what in the world are you doing hooking a tortoise up to a ski?
On your hands, really. Why don't these people have something else to do? But I look at the Olympics. The Olympics is similar. They've caught two whales, and they were going to try and train these wild killer whales that they just caught in Russia and took away from the wild and are now captive. They were somehow going to involve them in the torch relay. And I just think that's horrible. What the wrong way to go? Release.
We can barely take care of ourselves, let alone capturing animals out of wild. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, because I will.
You'll go snakey on us.
I have
us,
all your collars angry.
You'll go snakey on us?
Yes.
Today's been the snake show, honestly.
I'll go Dr. Carol on you. That's what happened.
Hey, listen to this. Speaking about safety at homes, you guys, if you get a new puppy, make sure to puppy proof your home. And do it carefully, because here's a little puppy named Zeus. He's in Britain. And what he did is he was bored looking for something to do. So he found a spray can of deodorant and he took a big chunk out of it.
And
after he did that, he blew up his owner's house.
Oh, no. Jeez. Wow.
Dr. Carol, do you have a story, just something nice? Something nice. You have Hannibal Lectered me. Now I'm afraid the dog's about to blow up my home.
There's snakes in your basement.
You know,
there's rats in your walls.
I'm sitting here in the studio with my feet lifted up off the ground because I'm afraid I'm going to get eaten by a giant rat.
See, if you had a big dog, you'd be less afraid, Autry.
Okay. Well, I see Deborah does not want to let this big dog thing go. Do you have a big dog in a tiny place? Is that what it is?
You know what? I live on a 5-acre farm, and I do have big dogs. But I'm mostly just teasing you because that's just the way I am.
How many dogs do you have?
I have 5 dogs.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interview you. You have 5 dogs?
On 5
How many cats? What kind of other animals do you have?
I have 5 cats, but there's one that sort of visits, so maybe 6. I have chickens. I have goats. I live on a farm.
Chickens actually make excellent pets, I found out.
Yeah.
How you define pet? I like their eggs, but I don't know about pet. Pet is kind of...
If you get them from the time... Dr. Carol could probably chime in and back me up. Well, if you get them from the time they're a chick, they actually become pretty attached to you.
Yeah, well, they're attached to the food.
Not only that, but they're very inexpensive to maintain. believe it or not, they are becoming pets. It wouldn't be the type of pet that I personally would consider, but I suppose that there are all kinds of people out there that get their little hutches and raise their chicks.
No,
and
there's a segue here I'm dying to put in about gay animals. I once decided to get rid of all my roosters because I wanted it to be quieter. My baby was waking up before the rooster on purpose. So I decided I won't have a rooster. And when you don't have a rooster, one of the hens becomes the dominant hen. She starts to cock-a-doodle, and she starts to mount the other hens. So I had a very dykey gay chicken in charge. Anyway, we've run out of time.
A dykey gray chicken.
We've run out of time.
Oh,
we've been talking to Autry with his brand new show. Right, Autry? Where can
Howdy,
we get
folks.
All right. And it'll be on the All Paws Pet Talk Network, Pet Talk Live. And we've got Dr. Carol, if you've got more questions for me and for her about dogs and cats and their health and their behavior, well, give us a call next time we're on the air next week. We love it. Until then, be good to your animals. And any